morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And I believe the Bible is a resource to help you, to guide you, to prosper and succeed in life more than what the prosperity gospel preachers on TV teach and promise you. So this week I'm talking about the prosperity gospel. I am opposed to the prosperity gospel. And again, not because I think that we're not supposed to prosper and succeed. The Bible tells us that God has given us the instruction we need to be prosperous and successful in life. My issue with the prosperity gospel is that it gives you the wrong goal to shoot for. It defines prosperous life the wrong way. It tells you the wrong means, how to pursue being prosperous and successful. It promises certain things it shouldn't promise. And so all of these things, it demands that we prosper right now, today. It doesn't have a long view of things. All of these things make up what I would say is the message of the prosperity gospel that is based on teachers who are never Christian. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of the history, but 100 years ago, 150 years ago, there were teachers teaching what we commonly call today New Age beliefs. And a lot of preachers over time have taken those same teachings and put biblical verses and Christian language to go with it and hold this out as the prosperity gospel. And it is not a biblical way of having a prosperous and successful life. So because I want you to prosper and succeed, because I want what's best for you, yes, I'm going to criticize what is commonly taught by television preachers. Not all, but a majority of what you find on television fits into this prosperity gospel message. So I talked about four descriptions of the prosperity gospel yesterday, and I'm going to focus in on each of those in more detail now as we move through the week. So the first one is that the prosperity gospel tells us to pursue health, wealth, and comfort over glorifying God. Now, you might say that's an overstatement. No. Let me just read a quote. This is the opening quote from what is probably the best-selling book on the prosperity gospel. In other words, out of the prosperity preachers, this book written by a particular prosperity preacher, I'm not going to name him, but you probably know who he is. This book is the best-selling sort of definitive work on what I am calling the prosperity gospel. And this is what he says in sort of the opening statement defining what the message of the book is about. He says, and I quote, "The first step to living at your full potential is to enlarge your vision. To live your best life now, you must start looking at life through eyes of faith, seeing yourself rising to new levels. See your business taking off. See your marriage restored. See your family prospering. See your dreams coming to pass. You must conceive it and believe it is possible if you ever hope to experience it." Now, all four of the problematic statements I've used to describe the prosperity gospel, including this first one we're focusing on today, it pursues health, wealth, and comfort over glorifying God. You see all four of those in this quote. And this is sort of the opening statement of what this message is all about, the prosperity gospel message. And so, for instance, we see that you are to see yourself rising to new levels, see your business taking off, see your marriage restored. So in other words, all the kind of problems that can come up, not just financial problems, but your marriage. And he goes on in the next couple paragraphs to talk about health. He doesn't specifically mention health here, but anything that can cause stress and trial and suffering in your life, you've got to see through the eyes of faith that things are going to get better. And this is the key to things getting better. But notice all of these things have to do with your comfort in this life here and now. In fact, he specifically says this is about right now. Today, he says, you've got to start living your this kind of life free from problems today. So he's focusing in on all these things, health, wealth, and comfort, and there's no mention of glorifying God. There's no mention of how can you live a life that in which you are getting to know God and being known by God, in which you are understanding God's love for you more and more, in which you are growing in your love for God, in which you are serving God, doing something meaningful and purposeful with your life for God. No, it's all about how you can have more money, how you can have better health, how you can have a better marriage and not have any trials, suffering, or pain. And this kind of intentional, narcissistic, you know, view of that everything should be defined by how much am I getting right now is, according to the Bible, the surest way to fail at being happy, peaceful, and joyful in life. So there is a sharp contrast here between what the preachers on TV are saying, here's how you can have a prosperous life, and what the Bible is saying, here is how to have a prosperous life. They're opposites. They're on two polar extremes. And unfortunately, you know, the argument is being made by the prosperity gospel preachers that this is what the Bible teaches. They will quote some Bible verses out of context and say, see, the Bible supports what I'm saying. But what I'm telling you is that if you really study the Bible as a whole and don't just plug certain Bible passages out of context in with what you already believe is true, but you are studying the Bible to know what the Bible actually teaches, you're going to find a very different method or message. The Bible says we are created by God. God loves us. He has a purpose for us. That we have rejected God by our sin. And that God, while we were yet sinners, demonstrated his love for us by sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. In other words, God loves us even though we've rejected him and sinned against him. And the message running throughout the Bible is that our purpose, our reason for being, has to do with our relationship with our Creator, the God who made us, who gave us life, who designed us, who knows how we function, and he is the one who gave us a purpose. And if we're pursuing our own selfish pleasures and ignoring God, we're following a road to a dead end. And if we're living for self, we're not going to have joy. This comes up again and again in the Bible, in book after book. This is in the teachings of Jesus. This runs throughout Paul's letters, that you've got to die to yourself, meaning stop pursuing your own selfish, self-centered pleasures. Start living for others. Be like the Good Samaritan. Jesus tells this parable about a man who gave of his own needs to help a stranger who had been beaten up and left on the side of the road. And then he says, you go and do likewise. Paul talks about again and again how we've got to consider the interests of others above our own. We've got to love others as we love ourselves. That's also Jesus quoting from Deuteronomy, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if we live for others, if we live first for God's glory, but very closely related to that is loving others as we love ourselves. So we're living for others, considering the needs of others, serving others. These are all themes that run throughout the Bible. They all have to do with dying to self-centered desires and saying, how can I be a blessing to others today? And that is the key to rejoicing in the Lord always. As Paul says in Philippians 4:4, I will say it again, rejoice. This is the key to the peace that passeth all understanding. So if you want to have peace and joy and purpose in your life, a fulfilling life, a life without regrets, the key is to make sure your relationship with God is right and that your heart is, how can I bring glory to God and live the way God lives, think the way God thinks, which is to be a blessing to others and serve others. That is the key to being prosperous and successful, according to the Bible. It starts with and centers around recognizing my purpose comes from the God who made me. He gave me a purpose. He loves me. And so I want to know him first by through faith in Christ. And then everything falls underneath that. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.